Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 673, and it is your review of Angel Heart. As always, it is the Nerd County here to host you all along, so our wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? We're on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday night.
Thursday night, live and early, and live, early, and ad-free. For our patrons over at patreon.com/thenerdcore, as always, you can go ahead and check out the Patreon by going over to patreon.com/thenerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode live, early, and ad-free before anybody else gets to watch it on Saturdays at 12 p.m. And, of course, before we can get into today's review, Brad, how are you doing today?
I've been cleaning the house all day.
Yeah,
I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
No, we're not even done yet. So.
Yeah, we're not even done here.
No, like we're not done yet.
Yeah, I already told my brother, I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing Warzone today, boy. Yeah, we're that's off the table tonight.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we got a lot clean so far, but
yeah,
it's amazing how much a house can just get dirty before you even know it.
Yeah, and especially Brad, you notice how, like, you know, there's stuff that you like tend to like ignore, right? Like the bottom of your bed.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Bottom of your bed can get so dirty, Brad. Like the dust can accumulate so much.
Well, and specifically, like, for some reason in my house, it's like a dust gatherer. I'm blaming the dogs, probably. They just bring that shit in. But it's just amazing, like, how in different places, like, you don't even notice. It's just like, oh, my God, the dust is fucking thick around here.
Yep, exactly. And you don't notice it until, like, it's really time to do that deep cleaning shit.
We have people coming over. That's really when, like, and so I told my wife, we're just going to keep inviting people so the house stays clean. We're just going to have them over once a week. That's
Yeah. That's funny. I went to work today, Brad. I had to go in early today, so I didn't come home today, like, my normal time. That actually worked out a lot in my favor because that meant that I could watch today's movie and the episode of Shogun, since we're doing two in one today. We're recording two things today. So it worked in my favor, and then you hit me up and told me, oh, hey, man, we got to push back a little 30 more minutes because I got to eat. And I was like, perfect. I can make the thumbnail now.
Nice. Hey, yeah. It all worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. I ended up just coming home and took a little bit of a nap and just made sure that we got this done because I'm tired today, man. I am so tired. I want to go to bed after this.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, but I want to try to at least go work out after this because I want to work out. But,
yeah, you want to get in that routine.
Yeah. But
I can't wait till all this party stuff is just over.
Yeah.
I can go back into my routine. Like, it just threw everything off for like a month.
Yeah. I got a whole protein bar with my name on it, bro. I got a protein bar with my name on it after I'm done working out.
Yeah. I'm not having a party for my own birthday.
Yeah, I was like, fuck this, bro.
I'm not doing it.
He goes, on my birthday, I want dinner, I want a podcast with Raul, and that's it.
Yeah. <I'm good>.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, we won't be having our normal scheduled live show this weekend. Brad's going to be busy. And then, actually, it all worked out for the best because I have a family reunion. Not a family reunion. I'm sorry. I have a wedding shower for my cousin on Saturday. And after that, I'm watching what's it called? Civil War. So, it works out in our favor. So, I'm going to have to just, what's it called? We're going to do a live our live show tonight on Thursday. So
Monday's still kind of up in the air. I hope I can get to it. We'll see how that pans
what do you mean
out.
Monday, Brad? Next week is off.
Oh, are we off next week? Oh yeah.
Yes. So my friends, what's it called? Before we get into the review, I'll go ahead and let you all know this at the start of the show. Next week we are off. Next week is I have a cinema condition recording that is very, very important with Brad that we're gonna do. So that whole week is off. We're not coming back until the following week with our main show, with this show. Live show will still go as planned. Which probably we will do on what's it called on Friday or Saturday, you know, depending on what what's it called. Saturday, I believe, is AEW Dynasty, so I probably won't be able to do it on Saturday, but Friday or Sunday. And then the following week, I'm going to have a family reunion that weekend, so I'm not going to be here. So I think we have to do Shogun on Thursday night like we're doing here.
Okay.
So, and then our Fallout review will just have to be that, the what's it called?
I feel like the Fallout review can be really any time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing really good things, Brett. I'm also hearing really good things about this week's episode of X-Men 97. So I really need to watch X-Men 97. So people are saying like it's the best thing that the MCU has ever done. So I'm hearing really good things about MCU. Wow. What's it called? X-Men 97.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to look a little weird, guys. But next week, no main show episodes. No main show episodes. Those are going to come back on the 22nd for patrons, 23rd for everybody else. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. But now, with that said, Brad, let's go ahead and get this going. So if you have not watched Angel Heart and you care about spoilers, then go ahead and get out of here. But if you've seen the film or you don't care about spoilers, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is an effect. Oh, my God, I pressed that already. Effect, five.
What'd I do?
No, don't worry. No, five, four, three, two, one. Today's episode of the Nerdcore is brought to you by SeatGeek. Whether you want to see your favorite band, sports team, or comedian, SeatGeek has you covered. We're proud to be partnering with SeatGeek to offer you $10 off your first order with code THENERDCORE. That's $10 off your first order at SeatGeek.com with code THENERDCORPS. So take a seat at your next live event with SeatGeek. Thank you. Now let's get back to today's video.
It woke me up.
The day I finally decided to reconnect my,
Mixer?
My Steam Deck is when it decides that I decide to like forget that the what's it called button is right there after you press the music. Yeah. All right, Brad, introduce them to 1987, right?
Or 1987.
1987's Angel Heart.
All right, coming from Wikipedia. Angel Heart is a 19... Why is there so many paragraphs? Never mind. Angel Heart is a 1987 American neo-noir psychological horror film. An adaptation of William Hertzberg's 1978 novel Falling Angel. The film was written and directed by Alan Parker and stars Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro, Lisa Bonet, and Charlotte Rampling. Harry Angel Rourke, a New York City private investigator, is hired to solve the disappearance of a man known as Johnny Favorite. His investigation takes him to New Orleans, where he becomes embroiled in a series of brutal murders. Following publication of the novel, Hertzberg began developing the screenplay for a film adaptation, but found that no major studio was willing to produce his script. The project resurfaced in 1985 when producer Elliot Kastner brought the book to Parker's attention. Parker began work on new script, and in doing so, made several changes to Hertzberg's novel. He also met with Mario Casar and Andrew G. Vajna? We'll just go with it, who agreed to finance the $18 million production through their independent film studio, Carol Co. Pictures. Filming took place on location in New York and New Orleans, with principal photography lasting from March 1986 to June of that year. Weeks before its theatrical release, Angel Heart faced censorship issues from the Motion Picture Association of America for one scene of sexual content. Parker was forced to remove 10 seconds of footage to avoid an X rating and secure the R rating that the film's distributor, TriStar Pictures, wanted. An unrated version featuring the removed footage was later released on home video. Angel Heart received a mixed reaction from reviewers who praised the performances of Rourke and Bonet, as well as the production design, score, and cinematography, but criticized Parker's screenwriting. The film underperformed at the North American box office, grossing $17.2 million during its theatrical run, but has since been regarded as underappreciated and influential. And if we look in here, I'm looking. Cinematography by Michael Saracen, edited by Jerry Hambling. Music by Trevor Jones. And budget $18 million, box office $17.2 million.
All right. What are your initial thoughts, Brett?
Honestly, I like the beginning of this movie. I thought it started off strong. I like the neo-noir theme that was going on with it, the direction, the kind of private eye dick investigator and going around trying to find a person. And I think it was a really strong movie until we get to about the third act. And in the third act, it kind of falls apart for me. I don't know what it is. The pacing was really well, I think, in the first and most of the second act. And by the third act, the pacing somewhere fell off for me. And the story started just to get kind of convoluted from where it had started. And that's kind of how I felt. Also, by close to the mid third act, you can already tell how the story is going to end. You kind of have an idea of what's going on. Which kind of makes some of the stuff that happens a little more disgusting in a way. But again, it's a psychological horror. So kind of makes sense. Overall, I think it's a good watch. I was kind of surprised. I mean, De Niro being in this kind of, sort of, he's in it for like all total of what, maybe 15 minutes. But
yeah,
I like De Niro in this. I like Rourke in this. I was surprised. I don't think I'd ever seen Mickey Rourke before the surgery, the plastic surgery, and just how closely he like looks to Bruce Willis. Honestly, he looks kind of like Bruce Willis. Lisa Bonet in this is quite a performance. Beautiful actress too. And overall, you know, I think it was a good watch, but by the end of it, it's definitely not my favorite noir. But I can appreciate what they were trying to go for.
Was the sexual content, the scene with the woman as she's getting undressed and that they're referring to?
I think they're probably referring to Lisa Bonet when he's having, because that's the only thing I could think of. He's having sex with Lisa Bonet's character, because that's a very long scene.
But it's not that graphic.
I mean, there are, again, Roel, this is 1987.
Yeah.
This is 1987, bro. This is a year. This is probably less than a year from when I'm born. So you'd have to remember that. This is 87. It's a whole different from today, what was graphic and what wasn't graphic. And the Lisa Bonet sex scene was probably thought of pretty overly graphic back then.
I have to say, Brad, that there's a kind of good amount of things I can disagree with you what you said. I think that this movie has a lot of potential. It has great cast, has a really interesting story, and it has some damn good cinematography. But holy shit, is this movie paced to dog shit. Oh my God, is this movie dragging its feet to the end? And then, Brad, it decides to juggle a second tone halfway into this damn movie. Like, do we go from neo-noir into this odd psychological horror film?
Yeah.
That's also kind of supernatural at the same time. And it's like, huh? What are we doing here?
I mean, I think the horror aspect was there basically when he met with the doctor. I think because there was the fan spinning and all that, there was some kind of pretense to that. But honestly, it's right when he gets to like New Orleans where it falls off for me. Because like shit just, yeah. You're right, there is a tone change there. That's kind of where it falls off for me.
Yeah. But like I like our performances. Shit, man, I like our characters, bro. Like
I like the story. Like I agree with you. I think it had a lot of potential, but they could not keep it. I think if this were like remade today, like if you remade this today, like I think you could do a lot of things with this.
Yeah.
Because the neo-noir is the best aspect of this movie to me.
Also, this might be a nitpick, but like, holy shit, I can tell where you ADR'd this movie. Oh my God. Like, during that scene, Brad, with the woman getting undressed with him in bed and shit, like, I can tell that woman's dialogue was ADR, Brad. Mm. That was, and I was like, I can't, like, it's getting me completely out of this. And it's like, I can tell that the, he's speaking, they recorded his lines, but they recorded her lines after. Yeah. And it just, it bothered me. And I was like, I'm completely coming out, I'm getting out of this seat, like, scene. I can't, like, I can't.
See, you know, this is the difference, audience, for when you have someone who's, you know, went through film school and someone who's just the Joe Schmo off the street. I didn't even fucking notice that.
Yeah. My God, I could tell it was ADR, Brad. But like, I really like the cinematography, Brad. Like the freaking scene in the beach. Like for some reason, I really like that angle.
I love settings. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it makes me want to go back to New Orleans, honestly.
Yeah. But holy shit, Brad! I could not, what's it called, get behind this movie's pacing. It was just dragging its feet.
Honestly, the third one drags for me. It's somewhere in the second act.
To me, it's going into the second act.
Yeah, once the second act starts, it kind of starts. It just gets weird. That first act, started out really strong to me when they're in New York. It's kind of like right when they get to New Orleans where like stuff just starts to fall apart.
Lisa Bonet, though, bro. God.
Whoo, 87 Lisa Bonet.
Yeah. Fucking Jason Momoa fumbled that bag, bro. Man. Oh my God. What a woman, man.
But Lisa Bonet with the chicken, I don't know.
But I have to say, Brad, like you know, it has a lot of potential. Like, how do you like, you have De Niro, you have Rampling, you have Mickey Rourke. It's like, dude, you have these great actors and actresses. And
they perform very well. Like, that's not a question.
But the execution is just not there.
Yeah, I mean, and like this, you know, the story's there, and the cinematography is great, and I like the music in it. But you're right, the direction along the way and the editing is what kind of destroys the pacing of this movie. And
yeah, you completely lose me when you were like, "Well, maybe Satan impregnated her."
Oh, and then the baby's eyes edited is like, "Well, that's kind of weird, but sure."
Yeah, I was like, bro, this ain't.
It's a very interesting take of, but you know, we've seen this kind of done before of the two personas in one.
Yeah,
we've seen it done very well in Split. Like that's kind of what it reminds me of is like it's Split, but Split did it much better. It's Split with a neo noir aspect to it, but honestly, I like the neo noir in this. But you're right. The pacing just kind of shits all over it.
Yeah, it's all over the place, Brad. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm waiting for this thing to end. And then when we get to the end, I'm just super underwhelmed with that ending.
Like, Well, that's the thing though, is by the start of the third act, you kind of already know the ending. You're like, because I'm starting to think like, I think this guy is just the guy he's looking for.
Yeah,
that's. And now he's had sex with his daughter somehow. Like, and they never really go on to explain, like, okay, did he sacrifice the guy and take over his body? So it's technically, you know, this Johnny, what the fuck's his name is? Johnny, I don't know. I'm looking for it. John Liebling, Johnny Favorites. It's this Johnny Favorite character, and I guess his soul is in this soldier that they killed to take over his body.
Yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, what an underwhelming ending. And like, you see it from a mile away, and I'm just like, dude, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. This movie just really like didn't do it for me. But like I said, I love the locations. I love cinematography of this film. I think that we have some great performances here. And ideally, like, this concept really does, like, interest me. And I was really looking in, like, I thought the story is there. I just don't think that the execution is that great.
Nope, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's as much as I've got for this one, Brad. What's your final verdict?
I don't know. I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was like great or anything right on. I don't know. 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going a little bit lower, Brad. I'm going straight up. I'm giving this a 4 out of 10, Brad. I was like, this just didn't do it for me. I don't know what these distributors thought the scene was that graphic, but like, I guess, yeah. What's it called? They thought that was graphic. I've seen worse, but, I guess for 1987, this was pretty graphic, right?
I mean, it's pretty graphic when you have blood dripping through a room while they're having sex and all that. So,
yeah, I guess. Yeah. What a scene, Brad. What a scene.
And then De Niro's looming aspect in it is kind of cool. I wouldn't mind seeing De Niro play Satan again.
Yeah. I guess what was like graphic about it was like, I think that's like that one shot in there where you kind of can see her crotch and you can kind of like see his crotch too. So I guess that was like enough, I guess. But
I don't know. Or the 80s, and they thought that was more towards a rape-esque.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of rape-esque in a way towards the end of it.
Yeah. Well, 4 out of 10, Brad. That's as much as I can give it, man.
And, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank
you. As always, that's our review of Angel Heart. We thank you all so much for joining us. And, of course, you can keep up to date with us on nerdcore.com, @thenerdcore_ on Twitter, Instagram @thenerdcore, TikTok @thenerdcore, patreon.com/thenerdcore to get this live early. Stream to your face on Patreon and of course ad free before anybody else gets to listen to it on Saturday at 12 p.m. So make sure you make sure you check that out. And of course that's on the $1 tier. Literally, guys, we don't make money off that tier. We don't. But I don't know. These distributors, man. What's it called? I'm rewatching the scene to see if like I think this is a cool ass scene. It's a cool ass scene.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was like, did I like forget it? Like, did I just like not? What's it called? I was like, did that just like escape my mind? And I was like, no, I can see why they can think this. You know what? No, I don't know why they fucking think this is graphic. This is not graphic.
It's the 87.
Yeah,
it's graphic for the 80s.
Yeah, like this is pretty common practice in most of those art house films. but Discord link is in the description below. So you can go ahead and talk to us about the film and other stuff. And, of course, on YouTube, leave a comment as well. Do you think we're completely wrong about this movie? Or are we right? Talk to us in the comments. Leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and click the notification bell so you don't miss a single review that drops on the channel. And, of course, if you're on the podcast side of things, make sure that you leave a 5-star review and you follow the feed on your favorite podcast app of choice. Brad, lots of great stuff planned for the rest of this month. We got some good movies that we're going to be discussing, but we will be back on the 22nd live for patrons for our review of the Gold Rush. And then, of course, we have our, extra review, and then more live shows. We have our Fallout review coming soon. We have our Shogun episode 8, 9, and 10 as we look at the final episodes of Shogun. So lots of cool stuff going on, but do not be afraid. Do not be startled why we won't have an episode next week. We're just taking care of other business and finally putting the cherry on top to season 2 of The Cinema Condition. So for now, that's been it. And of course, I'm so sorry. Thank you to our patrons. They make it possible. I forgot about it on the last episode. So I'm not forgetting about it on this one. Thank you, guys. They make it possible. And without them, none of this is done. Of course, our wonderful producer, Shane, where can they find him, Brad?
You follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter @ThriftedIL or go buy something from the Suppy God at PrisonCityVintage.com.
Damn straight, man. Going to support Shane and what he does. And, of course, with that being said, Brad, let's go ahead and send him out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank you to all those who join us in future chats. Thank you to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, let's just remember that if Mickey Rourke had not gotten that plastic surgery, we would not have had the wrestler. Young Yoda out. Orson City.
Can't live without those two.